everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, May 29th, 2011. A full agenda, as usual, on the program. Paul Cunningham is here. Paul, Tucson City Councilman, Vice Mayor for the City of Tucson. We'll talk with him in just a moment. Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Consumer Affairs contributor, comes up at about 22 past the hour. At 30 minutes past the hour, Mark Mistler, president of BBVA Compass Bank for Southern Arizona, joins us. Then we close out the show with our Superstars of Science series featuring astronomer, photographer, I think he calls himself an astrophotographer. He calls himself that, and he is good at it. I'll tell you, he's one of the best. Adam Block, manager and primary speaker of the UA College of Science Mount Lemmon Sky Center, will join us. 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line, the Facebook page. We're easy to find. If you know my name, you can find us on Facebook. Let's welcome now the Vice Mayor, City of Tucson, Paul Cunningham. Paul, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now you're the Vice Mayor. Now, was this, folks may wonder, well, were you elected the Vice Mayor?
Every about 9 months, we choose a different Vice Mayor. It rotates through the council offices. It's an honorary title. It sounds cool, but
yeah,
you're still just the councilman from your ward. You do a couple extra ribbon cuttings or events that the mayor can't appear in, and if the mayor has to be out of town or something, you can preside over a meeting, partial of meeting. So those are some of the duties of the vice mayor as it stands, but we have a very civilized rotating block right now.
Tucson's bond rating is steady. Concerns persist. That was the headline in the Arizona Daily Star. How are we doing overall? City General, you were mentioning before we went on, you took some folks downtown Tucson. These were out-of-town people?
So my sister got married this weekend. Congratulations to James and Molly. And we had about 150 downtown guests.
Wow.
I mean, out-of-town guests for the wedding. My sister lives in L.A., and my new brother-in-law lives in Florida. So we have all these people come out, and then we had some relatives from New York City and New Jersey that we haven't seen in a long time, and they all came out as well. And so we organized this kind of night out on Friday night, and a few of them couldn't believe their eyes.
Some of these people never been to Tucson?
Couple of them had never been to Tucson, or they had different ideas about Tucson and things of that nature.
What'd they think?
They couldn't believe their eyes. They were so impressed with downtown. They thought it was amazing. They really enjoyed their trip here, and it was nice to hear that. It was nice to see that. We've done a lot of things in this city overall to get where we needed to be. We got the streetcars now complete. A lot of people never thought they'd see that day, but it is complete. It's opening in 45 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen downtown kind of come to fruition. We've seen almost $1 billion of private money. We've seen some public infrastructure built, including the new RTA building as well as the new Pima County Court building. And again, that's, you don't see the county and the city. We argue with each other and all these things, but there's times where we coalesce and we work together and things happen. And finally, we were able to pass the 409 thing with the roads. And you know, if you've seen the land in Ward 2, we've had work done on our major thoroughfares east to west, 22nd, Broadway, Speedway, Tanque Verde, and parts of Grant. And then all of Kolb Road in Ward 2 has been totally resurfaced. We had a micro-surfacing on Harrison, and of course Houghton's being completely redone. So as you kind of see these things happen, slowly but surely, look, would I like to have a higher commercial occupancy rate? Yes. Would I like to have better residential values? Yes. But at least they're on the upswing. The unemployment's down. And that's a lot of that. It doesn't have to do anything with the city of Tucson. Things have improved generally. But I have to say that right now, the city overall is performing in a good state. I think and I think that's a testament to the type of council we have and the type of leadership we have.
And would you like to see a lot less garbage on the lot less litter? Yes.
Of course. I mean, everybody wants to see that. I like, you know, we organize cleanups. We have volunteer days. It helps us get an upper hand. But it all comes down to how much work we put into this city. I'm out there every day in Ward 2 just I try to be out there as much as possible and observe as much as possible so that things can get done. You know, we can talk about building grand schemes or getting gigantifactories here, which reminds me, for all you listeners, if you have time, come by the Word 2 office and fill out a postcard for Tesla.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, whatever happened with the Tesla thing? I've been out of the loop. I was out of the country, but is there anything new?
No new information to report. What I will say is the disappointing deal here is that it's possible that Phoenix is trying to undercut us, and that would be very uncool. If we were the number one, if we were the front runner in Tesla's eyes, they should have worked with us and not tried to undercut us with Mesa or Scottsdale or something else like that. That's really not fair to the city of Tucson, and that just breathes another reason why we have to look at Phoenix from time to time as a competitor and not somebody to look up to, and not we're our own identity here. We're Tucson, and I think that's important.
Richard Miranda, the city manager, announced while I was away that he's going to be retiring, I guess, next. Is it July? End of July?
July 31st.
Yeah, but he gets high marks, doesn't he, for the job he did?
All things considered, absolutely. I mean, we were really unstable. We had to change out some new department heads. He hired some winners. He definitely got on a little bit of a winning streak when we finished the streetcar. He gives up 40 years. He's a Tucson kid. He still plays golf every day at the El Rio Golf Course.
Does he really?
Not every day, but once or twice a month.
Yeah.
When he has, I mean, he didn't really have time. He's gonna probably have a little more time now.
Yeah.
If I can carve out a few hours, maybe I'll. We always said we'd play golf, and we never were able to fit it into our schedules. But I think overall, Richard did a pretty bang up job for the city. You can't take anything away from him on that. And here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute since we've had a city manager leave on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a firing. This isn't a sacking. This isn't a not renewing contract. This is a person who's said, hey, my time's up. I'm ready to go, but I appreciate everything I've done. I appreciate the opportunity. And now it's just a matter of making that transition seamless and finding another winner.
Yeah, I can remember maybe the last three city managers. Certainly there was controversy around the last three. And now you'll have to have an interim, and then I guess you're going to go national, or you're going to look internally, or what?
It'll be interesting. I can't speak for the rest of the council. Mm-hmm. The way I think we're looking is we're probably going to do some type of outside search. And I do want to appoint an interim as we do it. My condition is this. The interim we appoint cannot, under any circumstances, be permitted to apply for the permanent job. When you do that, people from outside the sphere will not apply.
They're out.
So we need to be serious about both of those, that issue. The other issue is the consultant and the search company. I'm not a consultant person. People have heard me say over and over how much I don't enjoy consultants. We have to be very careful about the consultant we actually probably need to appoint a consultant. Otherwise, we may not get any candidates from outside. And so those are the questions. There's a few folks out there that have some Tucson ties that have been professional managers of tremendous cities around the city, and that they may be interested in this job. But one, they need to know that we're serious about going outside the fold. And two, they need to know, and the only way we can prove that to them is, one, the interim cannot be permanent, and on the other side, we have to ensure that the search committee does a good job.
I'm big on internal candidates myself because they know the terrain, but I don't know if that's the case here, whether that will work.
Well, and again, there's three or four people that are absolutely qualified to take over that as well.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll apply too,
mm-hmm.
and we can measure it up. And at that point, we can probably come up with a decision. But again, we want to get the best manager we can get.
Hey, things are looking good on the southeast side. Raj Kohli, our real estate guy who comes in on the show occasionally, was on the show Tuesday, Paul, talking about the hottest area for real estate is Tucson's southeast side right now.
Well, we're seeing this. We've seen a pretty good resurgence of property values. Look, we compete with Oro Valley. We compete with Sarita, we compete with Marana, we compete with obviously places in unincorporated Pima County to have households that are up you know, that will contribute to the tax base that worked and all those things. And if we can't create an environment where families can thrive and retirees can thrive, or upstart or new employer young career-minded people can thrive, then we're not going to attract those households. And by not attracting those households, bad things can happen. And the way you attract those households are having good city services, having reliable transit and transportation, including quality roads, having good parks where the grass isn't brown and the Little League lights turn on and the playground equipment isn't falling apart, and the way and that when you call 911, police and fire show up.
Yeah.
And we have to do those things. Then we can talk about fancy land deals and other services and things that we do. And I like those other things too. But we have to have those core services in place. And finally, and probably the most important thing we need to do as a city, we need to be as supportive as possible to the education system. A lot of people don't understand that Tucson's education system is actually measuring up right now. Three of the top 25 public high schools in the country are within the city limits. Mm. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, we get a lot of discussion regarding a few of our local school districts. But when you take a look at how we're doing and how we're educating our youth, providing services for before and after school for our younger youth and youth sports programs, I think we're measuring up. Congratulations to Desert Christian High School, Ward 2, also Saguaro High School, Ward 2, and Palo Verde High School, Ward 2, for all of them making the finals or semifinals in the state baseball championships. Two of those schools brought home the crown. Congratulations to the Titans and Desert Christian.
Okay, and 18 city swimming pools opening today. That's good.
Yep, 28th, bring back the splash. There's some suggestions out there. A lot of people have been asking about, could we have those pool services where you rent out those gazebos? and I think it's a great idea if we can get it going. And also maybe having some food trucks out there. So we could have some snack bars. I'd love to see that. So we really have a true aquatic experience, aquatic center experience for recreational pool use. We have the kids out there. They can get something to eat. They can make a day of it. I think it'll be good for kids and families. It'll be positive.
Paul Cunningham, thank you for visiting with us, the Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson. I hope you have a great summer. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Tucson. And congratulations to my son, JoJo. He's turning 11 next Tuesday.
Congratulations. Thanks, Paul.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Jerry.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Minutes past the hour. Hi, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. It's the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, for this Thursday afternoon. We have Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. Tom, one of about two dozen regular contributors to this program. The full list and their bio is available at buckmastershow.com. And Tom is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great.
Well,
let me take my feet down off the ottoman here, though. I'm relaxing.
There you go. Hey, Tom, everyone knows the internet is basically free, but some are worried that could be changing. Any truth to that?
Well, there is a proposal right now that has received a lot of publicity before the Federal Communications Commission on an issue called net neutrality. And there's going to be a set of rules, proposed rules, issued within the next week, and then a federal comment period will open on those rules for people to weigh in. You should know that the people who are opposed to net neutrality, the organizations, even though they don't say that, the people who are trying to monetize the internet for their own benefit, the large communications companies, have hired lobbyists from 40 firms. I didn't say 40 lobbyists. I said lobbyists from 40 firms in Washington to push their idea on how net neutrality should be revised so that it's no longer neutral anymore. The idea, briefly, and if you're a technical person, please forgive my little analogy. I'm trying to explain it here so that consumers can understand it, because as a consumer, this really does affect you. The idea of net neutrality is that information on the internet is all treated equally. Information is broken into packets, and I'm going to use an analogy here like a freeway. Each of the cars or vehicles that's traveling along the freeway is a packet of information, and it has an identification plate on the front of the packet and on the back of the packet that identifies this as, this is a packet of information of the audio of the Bill Buckmaster Show that's going to Tom Collier's computer where he's vacationing and where he's going to have a streaming ability to listen to the Buckmaster Show in Tucson, Arizona, even though he's not there. Or this is a packet of information which is going to the cute picture of a cat with the catchy caption on it that's going to my sister-in-law because she loves those. Or it's going to somebody who has subscribed to and is watching a Netflix movie that they've subscribed to. So each of those packets is transmitted along the internet, the wires, the highway, if you will. The issue is not the speed that you can travel. The issue is not the priority that you can travel in the lanes. The issue is the entrance and the exit ramps on that. Because the freeway itself, the wires, are not owned by the people who don't want net neutrality. They want to monetize it so they can make more money off it. And the proposal at the FTC, the Federal Communications Commission, is to create fast lanes on the Internet. Now, what that means is, if you like an HOV lane on a freeway, if you've ever driven up in Phoenix and, you know, they have the high occupancy vehicle lanes, those are reserved for people who have special priority and in sometimes have paid a little more money to get a special license plate so they can do that. This is what they're looking to do when they want to monetize the Internet. It's not speed in the travel lanes, as I said. It's what priority you have to exit it and to get on. So if you want to pay a little more money so that your Netflix movie can be downloaded to you faster, then what it's going to say is, this packet that's identified as Tom Collier trying to listen to the Buckmaster radio show is not going to have priority. So you go into a circling pattern and wait until this higher priority packet gets off at the exit ramp.
Well, Tom, let me say, would you then have to have like a subscription to the Internet? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, most people already have to have a subscription to the Internet. I mean, you usually have to have an Internet service provider that you pay to allow you to get on and off. But that's just paying for access to the Internet. What we're talking about is the actual guts of the Internet and the way it works, where the packets of information are identified as belonging to somebody who has paid more for access, for faster access to that particular packet, so that they don't have to wait for somebody else's packet if they're looking for a Netflix movie that they've subscribed to, for example. So what happens is the Internet will become, or they're trying to make the Internet like any other utility, where you pay for it like you pay for your electricity, you pay for it like you pay for your water, or you pay for it like you pay for your natural gas, based on the amount you use in those particular instances, plus, with respect to the Internet, the speed that you want the information to come to you at.
And this goes now to the FCC, will be the final arbitrator on this, or?
Yeah, Federal Communications Commission is an independent federal agency that regulates communications entities. One of the big arguments is whether or not the Internet should be declared a utility. The argument to that is, in favor of that is, well, the Internet is a necessity now. There was a time when indoor plumbing was considered a luxury, but it's a necessity now. There was a time when air conditioning was considered a luxury in our part of the country, but it's a necessity now. As a consumer, what you need to do is ask yourself, and I'm talking about as a consumer, not as a business person, as a consumer, what is your requirement for the Internet? Can you live without it? Could you go without Facebook for, you know, more than 2 hours? Well, if so, then what you need to do is become acquainted with the issue that's before the Federal Trade Commission, comment on the Federal Trade Commission rulemaking, and you can do that through the Internet at fcc.gov, get a copy of it, and they'll probably have a form that you can fill out. But you should also contact your congressperson and your senators, too, because this is an issue that, while it has the potential to make huge amounts of money, it's going to affect you and your access to the Internet as a consumer.
Okay, Tom, we're about out of time, less than a minute, but we already, as you point out, we pay for access through service providers like Cox or Comcast. This is in addition to that.
Yeah, it's like, sort of like, since I'm using my highway analogy, you know, you pay your taxes and the roads get built, but in some states they make you pay more. They make you pay a toll, even if you've already paid for access as a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom Collier, thank you very much. Enjoy your vacation. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Thank you, Tom.
Can I put my feet back up on my ottoman?
It's back for you to
all
go
right,
back
Bill,
in
thanks.
Vacation
See you
mode.
Next month.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Folks over in Silver City and Grant County very excited because Smithsonian Magazine has named Silver City as number 18 in its top 20 small towns worth visiting in 2014. And so much to do over there with the artist galleries and the coffee shops, world-class downtown restaurants, and of course, the natural environment in Silver City and Grant County is fabulous. You have the Gila National Wilderness. You have the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument there just north of Silver City. And it's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. It'd be a great weekend getaway this summer. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. All the great places to stay like Cottage of Whispering Canyon and Bear Mountain Lodge. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show, Thursday edition.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are growing calls in Congress for VA Secretary Shinseki to step down, but the White House says President Obama is awaiting a full investigation of the department's health care system before deciding who should be held accountable. The parents of the young man who carried out the deadly rampage near the University of California, Santa Barbara, are pledging to do all they can to avoid a repeat of the deadly incident. A New York City pharmacist has admitted in federal court in New Jersey that he was trying to make weapons-grade ricin and other lethal toxins. A House committee has endorsed a Republican plan to allow some schools to opt out of healthier meal standards. Stocks holding on to gains on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 57 points, the NASDAQ ahead 21. More details at srnnews.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
UA Biosphere 2's new ocean gallery and its large viewing windows give tour visitors a look under the surface of the existing Biosphere 2 ocean. Within the ocean gallery is the new Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit, which chronicles the storied 1940 journey of author John Steinbeck and marine biologist Ed Ricketts to the Gulf. Experience this remarkable journey for yourself. Come visit Biosphere 2 today. Info at b2science.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Slight correction. I think I said Federal Trade Commission when I was talking to Tom Collier about the internet. And it is regulated by, of course, the Federal Communications Commission. Time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneur strength within the region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing 10,300 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org. And joining me on the Buckmaster Show in studio, Mark Missler, who for the past 15 years has been president of BBVA Compass Bank for Southern Arizona. Mark is also a member of the TRIO board. Mark, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. It's great to be with you.
People remember Compass Bank. It's been around a long time. And then they noticed several years ago, suddenly there was a sign change, and added to the name was BBVA. What is BBVA?
Bill, the BBVA Group is a global financial services organization, really a great, great company. We're like I said, global organization, number one in Mexico with BBVA Bancomer. The bank is number two down in South America, headquartered in Madrid, Spain, and just a very well-run, great global bank. And it helps us here. It gives us, you know, global capabilities.
BBVA, as you say, I just got back from Europe and I saw BBVA signs everywhere, and they are very strong in Europe. Does that help the Tucson consumer to have that kind of global presence?
I think it does very much so. The great thing about our bank and the, you know, the strategic thinking of our senior management is that we still have our local group here in Tucson that manages and runs the bank. You see a lot of acquisitions in our industry and other industries where things change dramatically. And if you were to go down to our bank today, you would find all of the same people, many of which we've worked together for over 20 years. And so I think that gives a great strength. Basically, what it does is it gives us the capability of providing, you know, global products and services or capabilities to anybody in this market, but with a very localized delivery and localized and personalized approach to taking care of our customers.
You've been very involved in the community, and you've seen the ups and downs for Tucson. Certainly your industry, after the big downturn that we've often heard referred to as the greatest downturn since the Great Depression, certainly affected the banking industry. How has your industry emerged? Do you think you've come out stronger after this?
I think the industry as a whole is doing okay now. I think there's still issues around capital adequacy within the industry. There's obviously a lot of new regulation, but I think the industry is solid. It is strong. And again, we're fortunate to be a part of the BBVA Group, which is, you know, really one of the strongest banks in the world.
How do you see the local economy, Mark Missler, at this point?
You know, Tucson has traditionally lagged, say, a Phoenix or other, you know, high growth markets. We continue to lag Phoenix, but we do see some signs of optimism. You know, I'm an optimist. We do have a lot of issues we have to deal with in Tucson, but we're seeing the companies we deal with are doing better. Their margins are better, you know, their top line, their revenues are growing. And so we have reason for optimism. There's still a lot of work to do in our community and in Southern Arizona to grow the economy, to grow jobs, the number of jobs, and to provide, you know, a better situation for all the people in Southern Arizona.
Economic development is so competitive, as you know, Mark, and TRIO is up against competing against many, many places, not only in the Southwest, but across the country. It's difficult. You have to sell a region in that very competitive arena.
Yes, and I would say I've been involved with TRIO for many, many years, and it is tough. I mean, we have some things in Southern Arizona that kind of hurt us going into any type of that discussion of bringing new jobs to Tucson. But I would say that I think Joe Snell and the team at TRIO have done an outstanding job with what they've had to work with, and I think they continue to push Southern Arizona, to market Southern Arizona, because we do have a lot of great things going on here. You know, if you look at our downtown, if you look at what's happened with the RTA, I know we have a long way to go with our infrastructure, but there's been some very positive things that have happened. And so I think that, you know, there's an awareness that education is vital, and we've got to make some changes in certain areas. And I think there's been a lot of work around those areas. And so I think there's a bright future.
And strategically, geographically, we are very well positioned with Mexico. And Mexico is doing a lot. The economy down there has been doing very well.
We are. And I think, you know, I would say Mayor Rothschild and, you know, TRIO and many others in our community have done a great job of trying to partner with those in Sonora and other places within Mexico. Certainly our bank, you know, does that quite a bit. Again, with BBVA Bancomer, we do everything we can to work with customers on both sides of the border to help them with all the needs that they have.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you see facing here?
I think really the issue with our military assets in Southern Arizona, predominantly Davis-Monthan and Air Force Base, you know, the upcoming BRAC in 2015.
Yeah, we've got 2,000 jobs at stake when you think about A-10 and the civilian and military jobs associated with that.
That is a major issue, Bill. I really, what I'm seeing, though, is being on the board of SALC and TRIO, is that I think there are a number of groups coming together. There is a group form, and it's good to see. I mean, you see a lot of people and groups coming together to work on that effort to let everybody in Washington know how important those military assets, you know, not just DM, but Fort Huachuca, certainly the Air Guard, which plays a vital role in training missions. You know, all of those combined are very, very important to Southern Arizona. They have a major economic impact, but also I think, you know, the Southern Arizona and their ability to train within the state is attractive to the Air Force, so that should help us. But there's a lot of work to do, and I think we all have to rally together to help save Davis-Monthan and Fort Huachuca and the Air Guard.
And we have to keep Raytheon strong.
Absolutely. It's been great to see, you know, what the county did, you know, in the recent past.
With the road alignment.
I think there has been a number of folks that have rallied to let Raytheon know how important they are to us. I mean, that started a few years ago. We had the event up at Lowe's. That was the first year we started that to let them know they're not only critical, they're vital to the economic health of this community, and we appreciate them being here, and we want them to stay in Tucson.
You know, you're talking about some of the challenges. What about incentives? Is that something that kind of holds us back with other states have more economic incentives?
I think it does. I think that's only plays only one role in the attraction of companies, but
so one of the pieces.
But from my experience and talk to the companies again we deal with, a number of them have been recruited actually, particularly to go to the state of Texas. One of them received a phone call from the governor of Texas, and they have a lot of money and incentives. And so I think we need to, as a state, not just as Southern Arizona, but as a state, we need to do something about that because we are competing with many other states, and that's one of the key issues, is having those dollars and those other types of incentives to both keep and attract companies in Tucson.
And that will be a big component with the Tesla deal.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it is. You know, though they appear to be very good at what they do. They're good at negotiating. And so I think, you know, that's probably going to be critical when we get towards the end. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a clear shot at that. I don't think anybody really knows at this point, but I think we're still all very hopeful.
Just about out of time, one of our callers here, Doug, wanted to ask you, what do you see as the biggest challenge then facing us with the economic development here?
You know, I think it's the lack of higher paying jobs. And by that, I don't mean, you know, the $100,000 a year jobs for engineers. I think it is raising all levels of pay. You know, at our bank, we try to provide help through volunteerism and also through our foundation in giving back. But really what we need to do is promote financial literacy and try to attract higher paying jobs here so that we can help everybody in our community, not just those at the highest end.
Okay, Mark Missler, thank you very much for being with us. Mark, for the past 15 years, president of BBVA Compass Bank for Southern Arizona. He's a member of TRIO. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Thank you, Bill.
And this has been our CEO interview series presented by TRIO. You can find out more about what TRIO is doing by visiting them on the web at TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. You know, I've written 36 books. One of my best, I think, is Have a New Kid by Friday. Hit the New York Times bestseller list. Maybe you'd like a new home by Friday. Maybe you're driven up the wall by bugs and the pests that Tucson, Arizona has. Hey, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Another
another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by the UA College of Science with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students. The University of Arizona College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty in disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. Find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. Joining us now for our UA College of Science Superstars of Science series here on the show, Adam Block. Adam is manager and primary speaker of the UA College of Science Mount Lemmon Sky Center. Adam is recognized around the world as a leading astrophotographer, a monthly columnist for Astronomy Magazine. Adam Block is the winner of the Best Deep Space Photograph of 2013 by the Royal Observatory's Astrophotographer of the Year. His images have graced NASA's Astronomy Picture of the Day website more than 70 times. Adam, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me. I like superstars. That sounds
astronomical. You're a superstar, my friend. Oh. And in fact, I think you had recently another NASA Picture of the Day, didn't you?
Well, we had the total lunar eclipse, mm-hmm. and I put together a time-lapse example of that to show what it looked like when it unfolded, and people liked that.
Did you pick up a camera at an early age, or did it come later in life for you?
It was at an early age. My uncle gave me my first regular kind of camera, mm-hmm. with an emulsion mm-hmm. film, and I think I was 12. And the first thing I wanted to do was not take a picture of people, but hook it up to the telescope and see what I could take a picture
and
of.
And thus it began. Tell us a little bit about what goes on atop Mount Lemmon.
We offer nightly observing programs. People can make reservations, it is by reservation, to come up and participate in what I would call an immersion experience. So we're using the largest dedicated public telescope, as far as I know, anywhere in the world that does this kind of program. And it's a 5-hour show. It even includes some food. Use star charts and binoculars. We see the sunset from 9,000 feet. And, of course, look through the telescope once it's dark to see everything from planets to other galaxies.
How is the Sky Center, Adam, different from similar presentations on astronomy?
Well, in addition to, of course, using the largest public telescope that you can get your hands on, and what that means, by the way, is that when we show things through the telescope, most of humanity have not had the opportunity to see things as clearly as we are able to show. But the images that we show when people look through the telescope, it's really only the vehicle by which we're able to do our other kind of mission, which is to show people things about science and probably give perspectives about the world around us. One of the funny things is, of course, it's not always clear atop Mount Lemmon. So we still try, if it is going to clear or hope that it's going to be clear, we give other parts of the program, other kinds of demonstrations and tours of the facility. Even if it never clears, people are still happy about the program.
So they still walk away with a great experience.
Oh, absolutely. And I would encourage people to visit, opinion pages like TripAdvisor and mm-hmm. read more about us.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I did that in TripAdvisor. Some rave opinions come in from people from all over the world that have gone up to top Mount Lemmon and have taken part and viewed this presentation. It's really kind of the thing I love about the UA College of Science is the diversity, and the missions are so widespread, from biosphere to what you do. I mean, it's just... it's really engaging the Tucson community, bringing academics more to the public.
Right. Yeah. And part of our mission under the College of Science is to show what the university does and why it's important, especially in the realm of science. It's a way of looking at the world around us. And we can do that very well at the Sky Center. Just as an example, one of the things that we do when we show objects through the telescope is you very quickly learn how ineffective and inefficient our eyeballs are for seeing the world around us. Our eyes are just not designed to do this kind of thing. Although it's a great view, of course, the best you can get, and yet still sometimes lacking if you compare it to the pictures in the book. And I think that that is a way to show people that the way science works, our understanding of how things are, reality, it exceeds our senses, literally, what we can see and touch and how we can perceive these things, and also, in general, our common intuition. So by demonstrating how scientists go about their work, people gaining a greater appreciation of its significance and how we can solve problems in our world and ultimately maybe improve our lot in life.
Now, your fine astrophotography is folded into the presentations. How do you weave that into the Madam Block?
Well, part of the mission, again, is to do all of these laudable goals. But when I'm on Mount Lemmon, I can only do that for as far as my voice will carry. These images have much greater reach because once published, they can be seen by people around the world. And my job at some level is to share my excitement about science and astronomy. And these pictures offer a wonderful gateway to do that when they are published on sites, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. by the Astronomy Picture of the Day. They are seen by millions of people. And millions of people then know that here in Tucson, we do good stuff.
How do people get more information about, this is a fee-based program, correct? And
right.
What are the nuts and bolts they need to know about the Mount Lemmon program?
The most important thing to know is, of course, our website. It's at skycenter.arizona.edu. It contains all the information about the programs, our calendar, so that people can purchase tickets and see how many seats are left on a given night. Typically, you want to make a reservation 2 to 3 weeks in advance, and you can contact us through the website as well.
Coming up this Saturday is going to be a great event at one of our fine sponsors, the Tucson Desert Art Museum. This is Tucson's newest museum. Adam Block's work is on view right now at the UA, at UA astrophotographer Adam Block's work at the museum in their Four Corners Gallery. Adam, you're going to be out there 7 to 10 this Saturday night, kind of a stargazing party.
Yeah, a star party. It even has ice cream, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty rare to get me off the mountain, and so I consider this a great opportunity. It looks like the weather will be good, so mm-hmm. I would encourage people to come out and pay us a visit at the gallery.
And you'll have telescopes set up?
We'll have a couple of small telescopes, and I think they would serve as a good teaser, because if you like anything we're able to do from a parking lot at the gallery mm-hmm. there, then you should be really impressed with what we can do atop Mount Lemmon.
And the gallery is located just west of Udall Park, 7000 East Tancredi. Adams Block's work is on view there at the Four Corners Gallery. Getting back to the photography, do you try to shoot almost every time you're up on the mountain, or what's your schedule for shooting?
The photography that I do really is part of the program. Okay. So it isn't Adam Block's personal mission, although I do enjoy doing it, but I fold it into various experiences that we have atop Mount Lemmon. There are workshops, for example, that I give where people travel all around the world just to learn how to create these images. So that's part of the program. We also make the telescope available for people to make requests to get data. So it's also part of scientific inquiry at the Sky Center. So many different uses of the telescope.
Well, they are incredible images. I urge everyone to go to, again, the website Sky Center.
skycenter.arizona.edu.
And I also encourage folks to come out Saturday night. I plan to be there out at the Tucson Desert Art Museum just west of Udall Park for the Stargazing with Adam Block. Should be a fun event. Adam, I will see you Saturday night, and I appreciate you coming in.
All right. Thank you very much, and clear skies to all.
Yeah, let's hope for clear skies. You can find out more about the University of Arizona College of Science. Visit them at cos.arizona.edu, UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. Want to thank Culligan Water, bottled water on the Culligan Show. On the Culligan Show, the Buckmaster Show, Culligan Water, supplying to all of our guests. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Thank you, Culligan, all of our in-studio guests. Enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan Water. Coming up tomorrow morning, the Friday edition of Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 in the morning with Chris and Joe. Then another local talk show, fairly new, Christy Simone, 8 to 9 with the Daily Double Show. It's Chris plus a new host, a guest host every day, and then another new local talk show beginning here on Monday afternoon for Tucson at 4. Mike Shaw will be hosting that show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brad, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Tomorrow we'll have Adelita Grijalva, TUSD Board President. See you then.